Chapter 5 Between a Rock Farm and a Hard Place. Her family all wore blank expressions as Pinky skipped and twirled with glee. It was obvious that Igneous Rock had dealt with Pinky's exhausting energy many times before when she was a filly. He stood patiently for a while, waiting for her to calm down. But soon he grew tired of the act, and his face morphed into a frown. "All right now," he said, "that's enough." But Pinky was too excited to notice his disapproval. Meanwhile, Twilight, Applejack, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity stood close by. They'd heard a lot about Pinky's days growing up on the rock farm, but they'd never actually met Pinky's family before. Some of the other party-going ponies started to gather around, too. Apparently, they were also curious to learn more about the relations of the most popular pony in town. Chances were good that her family was probably totally fun, too.
"Hi, Mom! Hey there, Dad! How's it going? Marble? What's new, Limestone? Where's..."
"Your older sister is keeping an eye on the farm," Igneous cut her off.
"Oh, okay. So what are you guys doing here? I'm so totally surprised!"
Pinky skipped around her family.
"My Pinky Sense didn't warn me about this at all! Are you here to party? I planned all this! Look, there are lots of really cool..."
"Pinkamina Diane Pie," Igneous interrupted. "We are not here to party." Pinky stopped in her tracks.
"Oh, you're not?"
She cocked her head to one side.
"No,"
Cloudy Quartz replied. Marble and Limestone shook their heads solemnly.
"Well, why'd you show up at a party then, you bunch of silly heads?"
Pinky giggled and nudged her mother.
"A party is the absolute worst place not to party."
A couple of ponies laughed. Pinky did have a pretty good point there. "Pinkamina, don't you start with me," Cloudy warned, looking down at Pinky through her glasses. Pinky shrank back.
"Sorry, ma'am,"
Pinky said, her mane deflating a little.
"I just got really excited to see you guys. It's been super duper long. I mean, you guys never even leave the rock farm."
"Oh no,
is something wrong with Rocky?"
"Who's Rocky?" Cloudy asked, growing impatient.
"Rocky's my pet rock, Mom! He's gray and a bit lumpy and about yay big."
Pinky made a motion with her hooves to demonstrate the size of the rock in question.
"I definitely introduced you to him."
"Oh," replied Cloudy Quartz.
"Anyway, I only left him back at the farm because he said he'd miss all of his rock buddies,"
Pinky explained to her friends. She turned back to her parents.
"Marble and Limey promised to look after him."
Marble Pie's face remained blank. Limestone Pie blinked. Blink, blink. Igneous cleared his throat and started to pace back and forth across the grass.
"This here has got nothing to do with pet rocks or parties, Pinkamina."
"Well, why are you guys in Ponyville then, Dad?
Pinky looked to the faces of her family, but couldn't read them at all.
"Ooh, let me guess. Are we going on a family vacation to Appaloosa? Or, I know. You came to bring me some of Granny Pie's scrumptious rock cakes."
Pinky looked around, but her family hadn't brought any satchels with them.
"No, that's not it. Okay, I give up. Tell me!"
Pinky's eyes were practically popping out of her head with excitement.
"Your mother, sisters, and I are here for a very important reason," Igneous began.
Pinky frowned. Whatever it was, it didn't sound very fun at all. In fact, it sounded serious.
"Well, word got round that you are friends with..."
Igneous looked around nervously, realizing he had an audience of curious Ponyville residents watching his every move.
"We heard that you might know."
Igneous puffed up his chest and finally announced,
We are here to see Her Royal Highness Princess Twilight Sparkle regarding a very urgent business matter.
We need to see the princess, Cloudy said. The sisters nodded in unison. Pinky's face dropped.
You're not here to party or to see me?
She pouted, slumping down to the ground like a deflated balloon.
This is the worst surprise ever!
I'm sorry, but we have to talk to the princess and then get back to the farm right away, Cloudy replied. We don't have time for any of this party nonsense right now.
Oh, I see,
Pinky sighed.
It's not nonsense, Twilight said, stepping forward, and I'm right here. Every pony turned to look at Twilight, who up until now had been happily blending into the crowd. Usually, when she was at home in Ponyville, she preferred that every pony treat her like they did before she became a princess. None of this Your Royal Highness mumbo-jumbo that every other pony in Equestria insisted on. Twilight still wasn't used to all the attention, but she would do anything to help a friend, and it seemed like Pinky needed her to play the princess role today. Twilight straightened and spoke in her most regal voice. Welcome to our fair Ponyville. She bowed, as she had seen Celestia and Cadence do. Igneous, Cloudy, Marble, and Limestone immediately bowed their heads and leaned their front hooves on the grass to show their respect. Princess, Igneous Rock said, standing up again, thank you for having us. We'd be so grateful if you'd help us out.
I'll help in any way that I can, Mr. Rock, Twilight said. Then she added, Pinky is, after all, one of my very best friends.
Cloudy and the sisters looked down at their hooves, a little embarrassed for the way they'd just treated Pinky in front of royalty.
That's great news, Your Royal Highness, said Igneous, taking off his hat.
But he didn't sound too chipper. In fact, despair was written all over his face.
It's great news, because we are about to lose the Rock Farm.
The crowd gasped, even though most of them hadn't known the farm existed until then. It just seemed like the right response.
What?
Pinkie Pie shouted, practically leaping into the air. How dreadful, exclaimed Rarity.
Major bummer, remarked Rainbow Dash.
Oh, that's really too bad, whispered Fluttershy. Those poor little rocks.
Say, Pinky, are you okay?
Asked Applejack, giving her friend a sideways glance.
She looks a little different, right?
She whispered to Rainbow Dash. Pinky did look strange all of a sudden. Her eyes were wide with terror, and she stood completely frozen to the spot. Fluttershy and Rarity exchanged concerned looks. Igneous Rock's news had been shocking, to say the least, but they'd never seen Pinky look so utterly speechless.
Some pony poke her or something, said Rarity. I've never seen her stand still before. It's so strange.
Spike ran over and gave her a gentle nudge.
You okay, Pinky?
Pinky looked up, her face full of sadness.
Every pony go home,
she said, casting her eyes down at the ground.
This party is over.
Every pony gasped. No pony ever expected to hear Pinkie Pie say such a thing.